Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
What's up, guys? We are only a couple days away from February. We know Valentine's Day is right around the middle of the month, which represents a great opportunity to sell some print-on-demand, not just jewelry, but, you know, really things that can be gifted to a significant other. Fun fact, me and Marielle's anniversary is also in late February. We always go celebrate in Florida, and this year will be no different. I'm looking forward to that. But anyways, the reason you're here, I have a specific keyword that I'm guilty of overlooking, but I have it on good authority from a print-on-demand production partner that this keyword is actually driving the majority of sales that have come in recently. So you're not gonna wanna miss this keyword. And we're gonna be using Insight Factory to drill down further into what products specifically on Etsy are generating the most sales that are indexed on this keyword, this popular keyword that customers are actually searching for. Again, removing the guesswork from it. So I'm gonna share all that with you in this video. Let's get to it. Check out the links in the description. I've got my free print-on-demand mini course linked down there and my print-on-demand Facebook group. So I wanted to plug those really quickly. Guys, when it comes to SEO, search engine optimization, this is basically us trying to get our products in front of the right customers. When people go to a platform like Etsy, open up the search bar and type in what they're looking for, they're gonna see different results if they type in something like gift for Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day gift for friend, Valentine's Day gift for lover, even if they type something like Valentine's Day gift for soulmate. How about that? Soulmate is actually the word I wanted to put on your radar. And like I said, this word is driving the majority of sales that came in to Shine On in the last 7 days. We know they do a lot of print-on-demand jewelry, even though shout out to them, but I've been using Awkward Styles jewelry lately. I spent all weekend actually launching a bunch of new pieces to my shop, but I wanted to optimize around the word soulmate because I have it on good authority that, hey, a lot of customers are looking for something for their soulmate. Now, we're gonna use Insight Factory and jump on over there in a second and check out what the best-selling products are that are indexed on that word so that we can go carve out a piece of that pie for ourselves. If you guys aren't familiar with Insight Factory, it makes it real easy to do things like product research, product validation, projections of how well products are selling. You can even spy on Etsy shops that are in your niche or in your product category and really see what they're excelling at, because that's a good indicator. Again, this is what customers are buying with their dollars. So it's a good indicator of where you can go carve out, like I said, carve out a piece of the pie. You know what I mean? The pie is huge. You guys have heard me say, you go to, what is it called? SimilarWeb, that does like website traffic projections. They say Etsy gets like almost 400 million visitors a month. So yeah, there's a lot of sales to be made. Now, when I jump on over to Insight Factory, I'm going to click Etsy keyword tool. And what I'm going to do here is go ahead and click in and type in soulmate jewelry. By the way, if you're not on the US market, you want to optimize for UK market, Canada, Australia, or German market, you can go ahead and do that. But I'm pretty much optimized for the US market. So here we go. Soulmate jewelry. So I go ahead, I just hit enter and I let it basically run. It takes not even that long, maybe like 5 seconds to render results. Let me zoom in here. So notice that all these column headers, you can actually click to sort by, all right? So for instance, favorites are a good indicator of how popular something is. And this one has 200 or 25,000 favorites. However, I'm not sure that we can sell that. It's like a pretty interesting, I don't even know, it's like a plaque or something like that. That's interesting. All right. So unless you guys know of a way to sell that, I'll probably skip past it. All right. Message card jewelry. Now, this is something that we can do with ease. You can get that launched today. And I'm actually planning, I don't want to say a video series, but I'm definitely going to keep you guys updated with my progress selling the message card jewelry and show you an easy way to get some really nice listings created. And then with Insight Factory to do validation, we don't have to guess about what we should be selling. Like I said, we basically are just going out, looking at what's selling well, even looking at sales projections, and just like I said, carving out a piece of the pie. All right, so here's one necklace. It says, you are enough. Here we go, soulmate. This is what we were really looking for right here. To my beautiful soulmate, if I had one wish, it would be, by the way, if you don't know what to write on these cards, I tend not to copy directly from other people, just because I feel like if they reported you, what would your defense be? You know what I mean? So I typically read other cards, like in the case of message card jewelry, I read what other people are selling and then I'll use that as inspiration and typically just write my own. The main thing that I have to worry about is not making typos because I do type fast. And I've definitely been guilty of almost doing that. If I've made any typos recently, I haven't found them yet, but I've been doing my best. Girlfriend. So by the way, guys, if you see something that says like to my girlfriend indexed when we look at soulmate, that still means that, hey, like people who are typing in soulmate into the search bar on Etsy are interested in this product. So it can still be noted, even though it may not be the exact like, you know, priority match. And by the way, again, we also sorted by favorites. So it's ranking it not necessarily by prevalence of like how many people that search that keyword are clicking this listing. It's skewed a little bit in favor of the favorites, okay? So here's another soulmate. Wait, where'd it go? Right here. Okay, soulmate, and it's like one of the Cuban link style chains. So that's interesting. Soulmate, and by the way, if you need ideas for titles, I mean, it never hurts to kind of look at how other people who are selling these successfully are structuring their titles. I actually saw somebody sent me a Etsy SEO video from a really successful seller on YouTube the other day, and they recommended not using commas or anything like that to break up the words. I mean, personally, I still think you should use the commas or use something to break the words so it's not just like one infinitely long run-on sentence with, you know, keyword stuffing. Just my two cents, but let me know what you guys think. Not that many people read the titles, but you know what I mean? It still doesn't look spammy when you do it that way. Another to my soulmate. You can get an idea of what types of products to sell as well. Obviously it looks like necklaces are doing well, but what was interesting was I wouldn't have thought the men's necklace, in that case, the Cuban link chain, would have been good, but I guess that's selling pretty well. 109 favorites, no recent sales. So Insight Factory also shows you how recently a product sold. You can see here, just up one up above, this sold today, as recently as today. 22 sales in the last 7 days, 809 views in the last 7 days, and 23 new favorites in the last 7 days. So you get some really in-depth information here from Insight Factory. It's definitely worth checking out, by the way. I think I said it earlier, but I'll put a link to it at the top of the description in case you guys want to check it out. And before I mention, you can check out right here. Insight Factory observed this listing on the first page of search results for the following keywords. So this is more than just tags. These are actual phrases people are typing into the search bar. Now, I'm guessing we're going to find soulmate here, even though it's optimized to say to my girlfriend. Notice the prevalence of the word soulmate that this is also indexed on. And guys, don't give up on Etsy too soon. When you launch your product, you don't have any sales. Etsy has nothing to work off of. So you're really going to want to like pump a little bit of ad revenue into that listing. And even if you can't, you got to give it a little bit of time. For instance, like Google's not going to pick it up and index it yet. You know, Google can send people to your Etsy listing. Etsy really prefers to have some sales on certain keywords and phrases. And a listing like this, I'm guessing, I don't know if we can see it right here. It was released on November 23, 2022. All right. So it's got, you know, what is that? Like 2 to 3 months of data that Etsy's collected on their platform. That's why it's, you know, able to be indexed on Soulmate when it's not even really like, if you just glanced at that design, you know, amidst all the other ones we're looking at, it's not even necessarily optimized for the word soulmate as much as, you know, the listing right underneath it that says to my soulmate. So this is really good information, and all that data that we saw from Insight Factory, by the way, under the listing details, like you can work this into your listings, your titles, your tags, when you're creating your description, when you're creating your listings. Now, I don't want this to go on like forever. It's not meant to be a full tutorial of Insight Factory, but check this out. They have a description generator as well. So if you go ahead and say like soulmate necklace as your title and then put that as a tag, and you can provide it more information, but I just gave it the bare minimum, it'll give you a product description that's SEO optimized that'll help you on Etsy. And then if they ever get around to making that change they said they were going to make where they use the description in the meta description, that'll feed into Google, then it'll help your SEO on Google as well. But I mean, they said they were going to do that, and I still, every time I go spy it to see if they actually did, it seems like they're never going to make that update. So I don't know. They said they were going to. So, and one last thing I wanted to show you guys is that you can go over here on the left-hand side to track Etsy shops. And going back here to where I was when I did that overlay earlier. All right. Now I just did a keyword search, Valentine's Day gift for soulmate. We'll click the first non-ad in 20 plus carts. I'd say that's a pretty good indicator. And bestseller, Creativity Gifts is the shop name. So now we can pop on over to Insight Factory and put this in our shop tracker and basically spy on every listing that they've got in their shop. Check it out. You can sort by favorites. You can sort by recent sales. Okay. You can sort by 7-day sales, which is recent sales frequency. That's always a good one. And you can see here that they definitely discovered in this shop that the word soulmate is one to optimize around, because check out their top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, they basically, it seems like they really are hitting the soulmate aspect hard, because of the first like 8 listings we looked at, I think 7 of them were optimized for soulmate, guys. But notice, we're not having to guess of how to frame our products. And this isn't just for Valentine's Day. Like the listing we just looked at a second ago, that was launched in November of last year, so that when Valentine's Day rolls around, they're already ranked on a ton of different phrases on Etsy on page 1. And we know that because of Insight Factory. So, you know, it's always good to get out a little bit ahead of it. But also keep in mind that the point I was trying to make is that they didn't need it to be Valentine's Day to lock in sales. Like, these sales are going to be made year round. I just wouldn't maybe like completely optimize your designs around the Valentine's Day aspect so that you can make sales year round, because yeah, we only have like 2 weeks until the date itself comes. So you really only have like a week left of time to capitalize on Valentine's Day. Anyways, guys, thanks for checking out this video. Check out Insight Factory, linked at the top of the description. If you want to launch message cards jewelry, I'll also drop a link to Awkward Styles so that you can actually combine the two resources and make some money. Like, I spent all week, I mean, putting my money where my mouth is. I was doing it all weekend, guys, while I was watching football on my little TV up here. So anyways, guys, thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.